Welcome to another exciting episode of the So Nigerian Podcast.
Zero.
Today, we have a very, very exciting guest with us. But before then, let's tell you what we are going to be talking about today. Everybody knows how something can be. We're very tedious and mentally exhausting. That's why we have brought a professional house hunter.
Dead.
Dead ass.
Today we have Nigeria's number one hype woman, dancer, radio presenter, best in friendship, best in family. Don't worry, she's professional house hunter as well. So Melody, MIA. Some of you might have known her. You know, you put her outside. I mean,
if you're always outside, you know her.
If you're outside and you've never seen her, that means
then you've been to the wrong places, man.
that means you are under the bridge outside. You're not outside at the happening places.
Oh, you're not. So, you should learn to be a better outsider.
So yeah, Melody, nice to meet you. Nice to have you here.
It's nice to be here. You know, since I met you, I think it's over a year now.
Yeah.
That I've known you.
Yeah.
I've always like, So Nigerian Podcast. I need to be on it.
Yeah.
And let's not even forget the fact that So Nigerian has made a lot of growth from the first time I met you to this period.
Yeah,
and every time I see the wins, I'm like, oh, So Nigerian. I must get So Nigerian. So it's great to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy, man. I've also known Melody for like a moment now, like met through a river. Shout out to Reva if you're watching this. Met through a river, and this is not, you guys are going to be seeing her a lot, so just be prepared. This is not going to be the only time we get to see Melody, because, bro, I remember those days we used to have random conversations. And
yes.
And I just know, like, she's such a good conversationalist. That's why she's going to drop her house hunting expertise.
She's not just a professional house hunter.
Yes.
I have a question to ask. So is it that you guys just saw me and knew that I like looking for house? I like looking for house or what? And you're like, this girl, she has to learn to look for house. Let's get some skills from her.
Don't worry. Before we go on, you guys should just make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, dropping your Q&A as well. And today's episode is proudly sponsored and powered by our very own Money Point.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're the ones that made this happen. People will not see us behind camera today. It's powered by Money Point. And moving on, I need you guys to just tell me your house on next week. Isaac recently just bought a house. Everybody clapped.
Oh my God, he just
bought a house.
I didn't buy a house.
I have an honest question. So you just bought a house.
Yeah.
Do you have like maybe two rooms you're not using? Two rooms you're not using.
Even the room I got today, enough for me, don't worry. Bro.
How did you get money to buy that kind of house?
I didn't buy a house. You know that the side kidnapping in this Lagos. So I didn't buy a house. I rented a house like a normal youth in this country.
Nice.
Yeah, so I mean, how did I get...
Rent house in this economy.
How did I get the money? So me, I was even lucky there because I knew the person that was staying there before. So I just renewed his rent. But I still had to pay all those. So the problem with renting houses is mostly all those agency fees that you have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
They are very outrageous. But I mean, we're going to get there. So, I mean, my...
You didn't save it. Just 1 month's salary. Just paid for it.
You don't even know where I went. It's money for his giveaway now. They're helping pay
the rent. For the house.
Yeah. But I'm joking. I mean, obviously, it took a lot of saving but I did have to save to be able to get my dream house because I've been searching.
Is it your dream house?
It's my dream space.
I get we're not talking about the house itself.
Yeah, why is the guy laughing? So it's not exactly my dream house.
Describe the space.
It's just a room, a parlor. It's like a, what do you call it, bachelor pod. It's just a room, parlor, and kitchen, and then bathroom. So it's like, I've always wanted like my own space, not like maybe a shared apartment or something.
Okay.
So that's what I eventually went for. But I mean, it took like over a year of searching. Don't worry.
Do you know,
like,
I was about to ask how long did it take? Because you know, he said he knew someone, so I felt like he's going to say, well, it just took me about a month.
No, I had even given up on my search. So I used to stay, it's not like, I mean, obviously, I wasn't homeless, but I was staying somewhere before. Yeah. So I just thought, like, well, let me just continue staying in this place. And then, luckily, if I find somewhere, well, I just gave up on my search. Then someone just randomly called me. Oh, I saw this, I visited a friend who's wants to leave the country. And like here, so I just took the opportunity. I mean, the problem is like, where I missed it is like, I I only saw the place once before moving in. So I just saw it once, paid the rent like the next day.
Mm.
And then I moved in like a month after. So I didn't go to check. Like, so, I mean, now I'm seeing certain like red flags.
You know what? I was going to get to that. There are a lot of questions that as a professional... as a professional house hunter, there are a lot of questions I've come to realize that needs to be asked when you're about to move to a house.
Mm.
So first, when you said it was a joke, but I then realized that every new year, I'm always looking for a house.
Are you serious?
Like, well... Thankfully, not thankfully, but I don't live in Lagos.
Oh, for real?
I live in Ibadan.
You know, but, I'm so sorry to cut it short. When my house was in this thing got to me,
you meant to look for houses.
I was actually losing because I'm like, let me just request for my company to make me fully remote. Oh, why?
Okay, no, okay, they would.
They would make me fully remote, so I'll just move to Ibadan.
Do it.
Oh, are you serious?
Do it.
See that she's so bad that she house hunts in Lagos and Ibadan.
So you shuffle between Ibadan and Lagos?
Yes, I do. I'm just coming from Ibadan.
What? Today?
Yes, no.
When I say I have stories for days about today's journey.
Are you serious?
Yes, I just like came in from Ibadan and I was like, okay, let's
I feel like it's very difficult for you. When she told me, I'm like, can't be, what happened? Like, you can't be serious because I used to think she stayed in Lagos. The way she moves, she's literally popping in Lagos. So I was surprised when she was like, yeah, like Baron, and then she has somewhere she stays in Lagos as well. So like, and then every time I see her on stage at I saw you on stage last year on Spotify's Afrobeats party.
Yeah.
I saw her on stage and I'm like, if you're on stage by 2 a.m. 1 a.m.
When I get back to Ibadan.
What do you mean you're staying in Ibadan? Do you understand? And you mentioned something earlier, and me being that my first rent that I paid, my parents, I was lucky to have my parents to help me.
Rich kid. Look at you, rich kid.
Trust fund baby.
I left NYC like copper.
We could all save it.
I might have used that 3K to pay our rent.
You save it to allow you know.
Well, okay. No, you count that as rent. I thought we don't count that one.
Oh, like your first rent.
Do we count that as rent?
You didn't pay your first rent yourself.
I did.
You did.
But okay, so
proud of you.
So you know, as I said, he saves.
Yeah.
Like he saves before he pays the rent. So I'm the kind of person that before I went into the world as my own woman, you know, I really made sure I stayed at my parents very well.
Yeah, I think for me, like,
so that you save.
Yeah, you save.
Speaking of this saving, like, that just like brings us to this old money point. So I started using money points about 6 months ago.
Okay.
You know, one thing people always think money points is for like business POS.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought it was.
So POS, do you run a POS?
If you are listening to this, I just want to let you know that I am a. Honestly, like when I reached out to them and in talks of like this episode, I'm a very, very like vivid. I like to use fintech, microfinance banks, and others on like the orthodox banks.
Yeah.
And when I came across Money Points and I came across that like seven, at first I thought it was also like business oriented.
Yeah.
I came across their personal banking, and even funnily enough, so Nigerian business accounts is on that Money Points.
Yeah.
You get. So like we're very, very blessed to have them as part of this episode. So when I like started using them and then I saw that savings feature, obviously there are other like saving forms and fintechs and all of that stuff, but one thing that just like distinguished them to me was the interest rate. They have up to 19%.
Are you serious?
Pardon, bro. I think like other ones have up to like 12 or 13, so like it's like hidden gem. So in my head, I just want to keep it. But I said, let me bring it to Nigeria for this last day. So my rent was paid about 2-3 months ago, my latest rent.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used it to, so basically I wouldn't really disclose the amount I had inside. But obviously like I got a significant interest that I was able to add to paying rent.
Yeah.
So like, that's what it brings us to. You know that like, every new year you're looking for.
Don't save me money points.
So are you saying you're always saving for the goal of rent?
Yes. Not for you.
Okay. Oh, you don't do that.
Why don't you? Thank you for making him look like the bad guy here. Like it made me look as if are you a proper human being?
So wait, you
are not the proper human.
Just save in general.
No, the thing is, yeah, the way I'm built or the way I'm set up, I've done it in a way that like I can use too much to my rent.
Ah. You know, God, now you are the one that should be teaching us God, how to run.
Give us this inspire to aspire.
The thing is, everything is it's all about like knowing your capabilities when for looking for a house. Mm-hmm. You have to obviously like have a way that your finance structure, you're not living in somewhere that is above your pay grade or your limits. Do you understand?
So
like now you know that your salary is 150k.
Yeah.
And you want to be paying 2 million naira rent.
Okay, so I remember having this discussion with a couple of my friends.
Yeah.
Because we saw a tweet that said it, that your house rent should not be
more than 3 months.
More than two. It's not even three. The person said 2 months.
When I heard the quote, it was 3 months.
That is 2 months. And then one of my friend quotes it and says, you people in Nigeria are not really living reality.
Yeah.
Like, whose salary do you expect to be 2 months? So if your salary is 150 and you're saying your rent should be like your 2 month salary, is it in Lagos? In Ibadan, you could find that, but in Lagos.
But sorry, like how many rooms can 300k get you in Ibadan?
It depending on the area. Let's, just like the way in Lagos, it depends on the area. So it's highly dependent on the area.
Yeah.
And depending on the area, you could get 200, 150, 300, 500. You said for 2 bedroom, right? Sorry, you're asking me 300k.
Yeah, but I mean, there's rent of 150k in this country.
Yes, there is rent of 150k
in this country.
So where? Why did I keep mentioning money?
I'm living in Lagos.
300k could get you, depending on the area. So depending on the area now, the place that you have, like, maybe you could get 2 bedroom. Wait, I need to get my thoughts together for this because I keep calling the rent itself instead of the 2 bedroom. Yeah. Okay, 300k can get you 2 bedroom.
Yeah.
It can get you self-contained. It can get you room and parlor. Right? That's depending on the area. So if you are in a highbrow area, like Oluyole, Odija, 300k might just get you like maybe a room in an apartment or...
That's a room and parlor?
No, a room in an apartment or self-contained.
Self-contained.
Because like this, or Akobo too. Because these people are like, these places are like...
So look at this type of areas now. We didn't want to come to Lagos yet because Lagos will give us a dick. Because we've never got to see how's like agency and commission because we're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are saying this 2 month salary, your 2 month salary should be able to pay your rent. Mm-hmm. But we know that's quite impossible for an average youth in Nigeria.
In Lagos.
In Lagos. I like the specifics. In Lagos, everybody obviously we know that's quite impossible. Mm-hmm. So that's when saving. Have you guys got it to the point where you're actually close to your rent and then your landlord increases your rent 2 months before?
It didn't happen to me.
Has happened to us before.
Are you serious?
Bro, caretaker just come.
And you've already saved your own.
And you already had plan. Like, you're already like, okay, this percentage of my salary is going to locked savings. There's locked savings in money point. So that's what I actually even used for that 3 months. And then, obviously, like, I already dropped a plan that this is what I'm going to do. This is when I'm going to... You know, because obviously your rent month is the same every year, so you know.
Yeah, you know. Like
so you know. Some people are quite irresponsible. I feel like it's irresponsible.
No, that's the reason why we are surprised that you don't save money for your rent.
Bro, because you're actually supposed to like you're supposed to wing that kind of thing.
I don't know how do you do it.
When that time comes for the rent, I save for it, but like I start like 3 months before.
Risky, baby.
That's very risky.
When I was
moving into my house, that's the first time my dad.
So are you guys saying? So this is bad because you guys are making it look like I'm the bad one.
You are the irresponsible adult.
Why are you people saving solely for the purpose of rent?
No. Okay, so this is it.
Yeah.
For me, I have like savings. So I have one place that is savings
for
solely
rent.
For the purpose of rent.
Mm-hmm.
Savings for unseen circumstances.
Rainy days.
Savings for if there's no money in my main account, let's enter this one to save us till we get more money. You know, they are just money stashed at different places.
Man, I feel like, that's a bit responsible.
What you're saying is, you just have like general savings and then when time for rent comes, you just pull out.
I just save for 30 December.
This is a very... Don't take advice from this guy. Like... Take advice from him based on saving me money points.
You know what I think? I feel like Melody is quite right. You know, I feel like designating your savings actually like okay, rent. Yeah, I think that's
To be fair, sometimes, you know, as you said that your landlord comes 2 months before your rent ends and it could increase it.
Mm-hmm.
It might not even be that. It might be that you want to move. Like someone like me, right?
That rent every year.
So if you, it's two things depending on the type of services that you render or type of job that you do.
Yeah.
Pardon me. If you do a 9-to-5, mm-hmm. you have a certain amount that you would remove every month. Yeah. I personally advise that. Again, truly, this is how I advise it. In Ibadan, your rent should not be more than 2 months, but in Lagos, 3 months. Try in whatever you are doing. That like your total rent for the year, you should be able to get it in 3 months. Not like you're gonna get it because it's not like you just carry the whole salary.
Your salary
But by the time you remove it over the space of 12 months, it's something that would equate to your 3 months salary.
Comes to think of it, that's quite responsible. But then now let's put for instance, I'm sure there are people on 150k salary, fresh graduates, NYC coppers,
yeah,
J and that's 3k.
Yes, there are people that are outside graduates of 5 years and they're still earning 150k in this country.
So now, and obviously you work on the island and you need close proximity to your house, to your job rather,
mm-hmm.
and then you on that 150k salary, you still have to buy suits. Maybe you work in a bank. You have to wear suits. You have to pay transport every day.
Mm-hmm.
and you're on that 150k salary. And I'm sure the least you can find, mini flats, you're paying one name.
Where's the place?
On the island.
Okay, so to be fair, talking about housing, I've had housing. We've all had a lot of housing discussion with our friends. I remember
My question. So now you're on that 150k salary, and I'm very sure that the least place you can get on the island to be closer to your work
mm-hmm.
is 1M. You're spending at least 1M, if not 1.2, you get for like your rent and your 150k salary. How do you now want to be saving towards that goal every year? Like how? I think that's where you have to even find ways of like investment and savings.
Okay.
Interest per annum, you know. That's when you can be getting. But then, is this a bit hard?
I don't think so, that's realistic.
Number one, that's where I was going to. Yeah. Okay, so
but there are people that live like that too. I wouldn't even like to
and see. So I think the problem is
mm-hmm.
we as Nigerians, what we do is affordable living. We don't do comfort living. We do like what you can afford. So if you are earning 150 every month and you're going to go and look for an apartment 1.5 because of the comfort to your workplace, 1.5M because of comfort, it does not make sense.
Yeah, absolutely yes. Not.
At the end of the day, it's not that 150 that would pay your rent. Do you get?
Yeah.
Now you have to be doing other things, like as you said, invest.
Mm-hmm.
You have like side hustle. Your side hustle that we should be giving you like maybe 1M every month. For real. Do you get? Or you just live on somewhere on the mainland, somewhere that is close to the island, struggle it. And I remember a friend of mine, she works on the island
mm-hmm.
and she lives at Isolo Jakonde.
Ah.
And she used to go every day.
Yes.
I feel like they throw some money. How use it to goes, pay rent.
No. So she had calculated it because that's how I felt too. But what she does is that, again, a lot of us want to do comfort living when we can't do affordable living. And we should not be doing affordable living. We should actually be doing comfort living. But based on our economy, affordable living. So what she does is there's a bus service for mm-hmm. people who work 9-to-5.
Shuttlers
on the island.
So she just gives them
so she just pays a month. Oh,
he has given them free fare.
There's a bus service that takes people who work 9-to-5 to the island, and she just like subscribes for the month, and as it goes, come back, and it's better for her that way.
Yeah, it's actually so. I have actually tried that before, and it actually did help my finances because it's not as.
Oh, it didn't help it.
No, it did help my finances because. I mean, I don't like jumping bus up and down. It's really, really stressful. It's not even about like comfort or anything. It's just very annoying mm-hmm. because one bus trip can literally spoil your day. Maybe conductor insults you or something and it spoils your day. So when I started using that bus service, it really helped me save.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that really helped in these times, especially for like our generation, is hybrid working system.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't always have to go in every day. So the days you don't go in, the transport money you're supposed to use are the you should be able to save it.
Okay.
Yeah, even having to go, when you go to work, you know you have to buy for an episode. Everything.
You don't realize that aside from rent, yeah, there are other things, other bills.
Let me not lie to you.
NEPA bill, utility bill.
Yeah, there's that.
Do you understand?
So that's why it's not realistic to be on 150k salary and be spending 1.something million naira house.
That's the only thing.
I actually know someone.
You know what you are doing? Yeah. You are encouraging capitalism.
Bro.
Okay, maybe not capitalism, but you're encouraging hustle till you die. Flat on your face.
So I know someone.
You need to save.
See, let me tell you something. I know someone whose rent is 1.6M. Firstly, he stays in a 2-bedroom. He's the only one who. Why is he looking for a 2-bedroom house? I don't know. His salary is 1.6 million. He has no job. So he does. He's a photographer.
Okay.
So like he. But the thing is, there are months where like no gigs.
Everything's soft. There are months where no gigs.
Yeah. No gigs you get. So that is 1.6 game house. He hasn't even been able to fill it up. Like he's been there for 2 years. Just empty and all that you get.
Just bed on the floor.
My mind is like, why don't you just look for a smaller space? Do you understand?
He doesn't shoot there.
So his mind was always, because he has a serious, he's in a serious relationship. So his mind is, I probably will marry soon. So just best I keep this house.
Messed him up.
Do you understand? And now I'm just reasoning it. It's not a wise decision. Do you understand? You have to always check your pockets. Me, when I was house hunting, one thing I did was I would actually calculate how much I would have to save. So when an agent tells me, this is what you pay yearly, I'll actually calculate how much I will need to save for me to use afford that rent at the end of the year. Do you understand? If I'm using, if I'm saving, and then I use a platform like Moneypoint. Okay, so I put my salary.
The day they pay your salary.
Yeah, I do the mathematics. Okay, at the end of the day, if I do this Moneypoint feature where you get your interest rate and all that, I mean, this is how much I'll be able to get at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And this is how.
How much extra am I have
for December and all that? So
I think my current house, what helped me was the savings, because I was saving slightly up. Again, I have a second hustle, so it's kind of easier for me. So I was saving slightly above what I would save in general. So by the time I moved to this house, because this house is bigger and it's cost more than the last house, I had some money left in that account. And I said, so maybe it's a greater thing. Carry the money. Are you good there? Dig it. Now, I don't even know if that would work. So my question for you now is, right, I want to talk about the island mainland madness. Why do a lot of people feel that it's better for you to live on the island than the mainland? I want to know. In all honesty.
Yeah.
Because, and I think the reason why I really want to know is because I've heard a lot of people say, Melody, when you move to Lagos, because obviously I'm going to move to Lagos, and I started house hunting since last year.
I'm
house hunting in Lagos. It's ghetto.
Professional for real.
It's ghetto. Anyway, so when I started house hunting, it's even this time last year, like March period, and I was telling some of my people like, I'm going to be moving to Lagos. They would go, babe, you should move. God, oh my God, it's already time for you to move. You come to the island, like you can see. I'm like, what? I'm like, you people, what's this? Do you know how much my palace is in the Bando? And you guys want me to move to Lagos Island, where I'm not going to get as much amenities as I would get there, and you know the space I have in Ibadan, I'm not going to get it at whatever amount it is I'm bringing out. They're like, no, babe, why do you want to stay on the mainland? It doesn't make. Oh, babe, you should not stay on the mainland. It was coming from every gender, not like it was one like, babe, mainland is not. No, don't.
But have you lived on Lagos mainland before?
Mainland lived. Yes, I've lived. I've lived at Suleri before,
for a very long time.
Not very long.
But like, I mean, you do see the difference between like, I mean, you know, there's a clear difference when you get to the island and when you're on the mainland. I won't lie, like, I'm an advocate for living on the mainland. I won't lie.
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh. But when I go to the island, there's a clear difference in the atmosphere.
You
want to
feel rich.
That's the
Want to feel like you have money.
Let me say another thing. Sorry. I have a friend who runs a business. She's out of the country now. Mm-hmm. But he intentionally moved to the island because he knew he was going to get connect.
Okay, that's so you think that's
and he actually worked for him. Okay. He actually worked for him. He moved to the island, so he said, but it's not as you move to the island, just stay in one place. So he had to like all these golf clubs and playing football and all that thing. And he actually did go get connected. Yes, I'm not saying you get out on the mainland, but it's a very high chance you meet the person that will change your life. on the island. So that's
yeah, you guys, before we go on, those of you that are listening, please, you guys should drop your house hunting dilemma or your house hunting savings or Allah. Maybe you saved and then you got to one point. Your landlord and your savings, your house rent and your savings was in Tallinn. So you guys should just drop. And next week, I'm releasing another episode next week where we will like run a dilemma discourse on everything that you guys talk about. Just drop your on the Spotify Q&A and so on and so forth. So like in this, in the talk of this island mainland thing now, like everybody's always saying move to the island. And I feel like in a way, it depends on your profession.
Okay.
What you do. Do you understand? I feel like there's some, you know, if you're a 9-to-5er now and you know your salary is not up to par, what you thought that you're doing living on the island? Except only if you're getting free accommodation or subsidized accommodation. Mm-hmm. That's when it makes sense to me. You know you're going to, you have a hustle, and then you're not like trying to match up to a standard of living that your money cannot afford.
Yeah.
Like you said, affordable living and comfort living.
So people who move to the island are probably looking for comfort living.
Do you understand? And imagine now, like, why they probably tell you it's because of your industry, like hype woman.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So like, they feel like
that's where
entertainment, that's where it is. You know, that's where most of the other celebrities, they feel like everybody, they have, and those guys have the money to reach up, match up to that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Even that, I know somebody that I used to live at Orchid. He got to a point that like even light bill was 200k per month.
Bro, how much is my rent?
How much is my rent?
Light bill 200k per month. I mean, did you get, and then the service charge of 50k from the estate per month. Look at all those bills. And it's in the entertainment space as well. So like something happened, it wasn't getting gigs and things as much as it used to.
Always the off season.
Do you understand? There's always the off season. Do you know what my bro did? My bro literally packed out and moved somewhere in Aja that was far cheaper.
It's still island, but it's cheaper
than what he was paying. Like he was basically just like,
it's cheaper, but like in terms of comfort, affordable living, won't traffic kill you?
I know. I mean, yes, but it doesn't. It's the type of that doesn't really require going out every time.
Yeah, he's always in his house and all.
Except
that.
He's at night.
Do you understand? Like, yeah, probably. And bro, you move bro, even the traffic is better than what you'd be paying if you kept on that orchard.
Well, sorry,
so that's why like I even like recommend all these, like you said, like one thing you mentioned something earlier about you have savings for rent, savings for
rainy days.
Yeah, all of those things. I feel like another thing people should start doing is utility savings.
Yeah, yes.
Did you get like you don't under.
Do you save for utilities? I mean, utilities just comes.
Okay, no. Okay, so what I do is, I take it from my rent. Mm. So that rent, it's not called, this is rent. This is called, this is everything house.
Yeah.
So if gas should finish,
I get.
If we have a light problem, everything is coming from that is house savings.
Yeah. I think that's what it will even make more sense when you use that money point feature, because
That money point, what I even did for my house rent thing, I did the locked savings. So there's a flexible savings one that you can, that one is up to like 10% per annum. Mm-hmm. And then the locked, and there's the locked savings and the fixed savings. So those ones, fixed savings is the one that like, bro, like we want to buy a car. I'm saving towards that goal of buying my
three economies ago.
I was about to say this. Sorry, something happened to me on Monday and I literally had to take a bus, like public transport. I was coming back from work or something.
Yeah.
So I not even got lost because, I mean, I'm in a new area, so I don't know how to get to, I don't really know that area like that. So I literally went and entered the wrong bus. And in my mind, I'm like, if I had my own car, man, like this would not happen. Like I would not get lost or anything. So I'm like, okay, so let me start planning to
get a car.
I now went to one IG page to be looking at car prices. I just looked at it. I'm like, okay, go to do it someday.
You understand? Look at, that's another thing too. I feel like that's why, like, even if you're saving, you'll be saving, making sure that like there's a feature that you're getting interest, because you never see.
Yeah, you never get that.
Let's say your car you want to buy, or the house you want to rent.
Mm-hmm.
You've planned it that, okay, I'll live in a 2.5 million per rent. And then you've already seen one.
I like the way Aros calls money.
This trust fund boy.
Like,
you guys are looking at me like a small boy.
I like the way you call money.
No. 2.5 million. And then you get there, they're telling you, ah, more than our last share price.
Today's price is not tomorrow's price.
Do you understand? And the way, and we've never gotten to the point of agency and commission. That's why this is just the part one. We're going to have a part two on this house hunting. We've never gotten to the agency and commission part. Let's say, okay, you're 2.5 and then next to your agent is telling you who package 3.2. How did you arrive at this? How did you arrive? Or 3.6? How did you arrive?
So
where do you save towards that kind of thing now? Like, you want to rent a house? You that you want to rent, like you renting every year.
let me tell you what happened to me. Mm-hmm. So when they told me, when I met the guy who stays in the house, who used to stay in the house, he told me, oh, this is how much he pays. So me, I just calculated, oh, this is how much I have in my account, so I should be able to quickly afford it.
Yeah.
When we now go to the agent, he literally now doubled what that guy pays and said, oh, because of agency fee and everything. So just pay. He not even called the amount, like small change, like, oh, so just pay this amount. And I'm like, how is this adding up? He literally added like 400K for agency fee alone. And I'm like, how does this work? Like, how did he...
Was it agency alone?
Agency, legal. He called like charge. Four things, yeah. So everything was like 450, 480 there about.
What's not that?
The guy now like begged for him, for me, like, I beg this one down.
Caution fee, legal fee, agency.
You would pay all those things, and it's actually ridiculous.
And everything is like, at least 100K, 200K.
There's a percentage calculation for all of that. Though, like, there's the one that they are supposed to follow.
Though, are you serious?
Yes.
Or like a policy?
Yes.
Is it like percentage per your rent?
Is it on the rent?
On the rent.
The rent. So like,
if the rent is this amount.
Agent's fee is 10% of your rent. Lawyer is probably this percentage. The ones that don't have like a fixed percentage on it are usually things like service charge, caution fee. They just call any number they want to call, you know, that kind of thing. But agency is supposed to have a percentage. Lawyer is supposed to have a percentage. Then that's legal. It's supposed to have a percentage. And then I think there's one other one that's supposed to have a percentage. So the three of them, that's the percentage you're supposed to have and pay and all of that.
Most people do not know this.
I, this is the first time I'm actually hearing of it. I also just use your mindset and
E.G. me. That's why we have professional house on
site. You see, do you have a certification in this?
Okay, so generally, agency fee for tenancy agreement is 10% of the tenancy rates.
Yeah.
Right? Let me go and get the rest. I feel like Google, but I'm not Google.
But I'm actually, this is the
funny thing.
Most agents these days, even in Ibadan, don't collect 10% anymore. And I feel like one of the reasons is because two reasons. One, influx of people. The influx of people has reduced the accommodations available or accommodations to taste available. Yeah. So you have to find a place for anybody. Yeah. Now, you might be specialized in houses around Suleri, Ujimega, da, 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 da. But you got a customer that is looking for a house at, is Magada far from Suleri?
Not really.
No, okay, maybe.
Say Magodo.
Say Magodo. So yeah. Yes, you got a customer that's looking for a Magodo. You have to now seek the help of another agent that lives at Magodo. Now, also, apart from influx of people, there's also the popular... It's now a popular thing to be an agent.
Mm.
Do you get whether you are a certified one or whether you're a lawyer? Yeah. Basically, it's a popular thing to handle properties because there's influx of people. So you have to look for an agent at Magodo. Now, when the agent at Magodo come, I don't know if this is a Nigerian thing because I feel like once you live in Nigeria, there's just something about it. So I don't know if this is a Nigerian thing because I would think... Since you got an agent in Magodo and it's supposed to be 10% on the rent, both of you should share 5-5%.
Yeah, but they
add their own. Or share it like 8-2%. Anyhow, just not 2% you can collect from me and that's it. But instead of that, you see people going as far as 20.
20, yeah.
In Ibadan, I've had to fight to bring it down to 15 at some point. Do you get? I feel like in Lagos... The only good thing about my agent is my agent. You don't collect profits. Maybe they're not. I don't care.
You know what you just said really makes sense, and that's literally why I've seen situations where agency and commission will be more than the rent itself.
Are you serious?
I have literally seen like the extra charges because they just literally just had adding. you're looking for mini flats, and why am I paying this much for agency commission, all of these things? Like, mm-hmm. it really does not make any sense. And that's one of the things that makes house hunting mentally exhausting and mm-hmm. tedious. Mm-hmm. Because imagine, look at, it just makes sense. I think that's the only explanation, because even...
Okay, the lawyer should get like nothing less than 5%. So it's supposed to be like, now we're calculating actually 15% of your rent. Lawyer takes 5%. This guy takes 10%. There's another 10% elsewhere, but they just
double it.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't even do all these ones. They just think of any figure in their head.
They calculate it.
Hmm.
Are you serious?
Because they have to still share the money at the end of the day, so they would calculate it. And I think one of the things that the things that annoy me the most about this thing is inspection fee. You pay use your rent, do inspection.
Bro, guy, that's literally why I gave up on household.
You pay your rent, do inspection fee before you find the house.
I'm dead. See, every house I went to,
yeah, I see the inspection fee.
You didn't do that.
I really never looked for a house.
Oh, lucky you.
I've just seen that, like, you obviously use like 5 months. You use the year to look for your house. She looks for house every day. Do you understand? So, like, I can imagine how tedious. Like, look, she's so well versed in house renting policies and agency fees. Like, she does all the inspection fees because it's a very tedious task and it's something that you need to always plan for. Do you understand? And like, she knows the fees and everything. People don't know all of these 10%.
Bro, this is the first time I hear this. But I want to ask you, sorry, like, what's something you look for when you're house hunting? Like, what are certain things?
Okay, I have 3 things. Yes. Yeah. Again, you said there's always blind spots that people, so I now have extra. I think per house I move in,
I find something
new that, I'm going to definitely.
Yeah.
But when I'm looking for a house, there are either 3 or 4. Let me just start naming them. Number one is accessibility to the road. Because I'm a nightlifer, so I want somewhere that is close to the road. And then I'm kind of like, I have a little bit of late coming thing about me. So I don't want where, if I'm ordering an e-ride, it has to come look for me inside. You know, yeah. You don't use 10 minutes, come find me before we are now even like on the main road.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just want it to be quite accessible very close, to the road. Yeah. Then I also look out for religious places. I don't want that. Religious places.
Or like having church around your school.
See, it's easy to miss it. My first, the house before this one, it was a church. Let me tell you how bad it was. We were the last house on that street. So it's like, oh, no school, no church. Thank you, Jesus. And we just like start moving in on a Wednesday. We're like, hey, today is what? What do you mean?
Jade, on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. It was the worst thing that, you know, where we've been coming to check the house. We've gone to the house like 3 different times. It wasn't a Wednesday. And we decided to move in on a Wednesday. And we're pulling up and we are hearing the church going. And we're like, what? What do you mean?
So I actually just found out there's a church behind my house. Yeah. So.
You just found out.
I saw it today.
It's because you are not a professional. It's because you're not a professional house hunter. You didn't look at those.
No, but actually, I've heard about this before.
The thing is that you could look, but there would just be some that would hide. Mm. Like that church, for example, it was literally the other street because we are a close. We are the last house in the close. It was the fence. I'm like, what do you mean there's a church here? we are supposed to be the last house here. Then the second one is school. Right? You have to look out for school. Especially if you're someone who doesn't wake up in the morning. You know, wake up and jumpstart is a way of life for Lagos. So you're waking up like 4:30, 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock to run.
Yeah.
And you might miss this. But if you're not a wake up and jumpstart person, maybe you're as you said, depending on your job, you're a nightlife, you're a remote worker.
Mm-hmm.
My dear, you don't want them to be singing "Today is that day" by 8 a.m. And then you would hate
national anthem.
I was speaking to Oreva.
Yeah.
Right, and we were complaining about my house.
Yeah.
In Ibadan, because there's a school there. I missed that one too. So there's a school there. We were complaining about it. Then I came to see Oreva one day of recent, and the place where I came to see Oreva, there's literally a school above the house. How? I was talking to Oreba and Stacy. I was like, what?
How do you have commercial, like, and residential?
That was actually too wild, man.
Do you understand? So, like, I realized that we actually have a school around where I stay in my house.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but, like, because I always wake up early, I don't really feel it. But I remember that assembly.
Bang.
My only feeling, you heard that, like, she, you know, she's hype woman. She goes for a show.
Yeah.
And then she comes back. And then she comes back by 4 a.m., 4 or 5 a.m. And then that's when I sleep. She wants to sleep in. And then somebody's drumming. Today is bright. It's bright and fair.
So mad. I'm always so mad in the morning. You know what? F them kids.
The house I stayed in NYC, there was literally a school next to it. And the assembly ground was literally close to the parlor window. So, like, you can't miss it, like, every morning. Like, when they go on holiday, guys, it used to be like bliss, bro. You would even forget that there's anybody in that area.
Okay.
Have you guys ever had the situation where, like, agents will force you into an apartment and tell you, oh, Ghana, just the socket. No, you change the socket. Don't worry. Is it the gates? Don't worry. When you put the iron,
let me lock.
I think that's like a very okay.
They'll literally force you into.
Agents have not reached that level of deception.
Let me tell you what happened.
They would never fix it.
Yes.
So mine was light. Like they told me because that's when I was trying my house hunting period. Like every house I went to, I asked. Yeah. Has electricity here?
Oh, that's one of my things. Yeah. The electricity has to be.
So they said, they get 16 hours. I said 16 hours in this country. Interesting. Bro, I literally don't even see 5 hours.
No, that's the mess up. Okay, so let me tell you. So light is one of my priorities. So because light is one of my priorities.
Yeah.
The school and the church is not really a priority, but priority is accessible to the road, light.
Is it like it is? You just don't want to.
No, it is part of the things. Yeah. But if it was a priority, I would not move into this house. I moved in because, you know, my mommy was like, there's a school, but they don't really, you know. So I just, let me just say. The light thing, you can't just, if you ask just the agent, you're fooling yourself.
If you don't ask your neighbors,
you might not find your neighbors to ask because obviously they'll go to work.
Yeah.
But you need to look for somebody that stays all day in the area. Like,
yeah.
You need to look for a kiosk, a shop, a supermarket,
security
guys, whatever it is. You either ask right there or you come back in the evening and ask. And also, sometimes when you come back in the evening, you could see the neighbors. But you need to not take the agent.
Don't do that. That was the mistake I made.
There's another thing that agents do is they will literally like tell you, they haven't checked the house before. It's one of the other agents that this is one of the other agents that plugged them there. So now they'll tell you, don't worry, that house is for you. I can tell you that this is what you've been looking for. It's perfect. You'll not be excited. You'll be all like jilted.
Do you
request
for pictures?
They'll send you pictures.
My agent told me, is pictures enough? My agent told me my house, they call it that, the nickname that area is House of Blessing, that everybody that gets into that house either gets married the next year or jackpots. So I'm like, let's go.
You are next in line. God is in the neighborhood.
This thing I'll get by is this house in Magadan that they said everybody that moves into the house actually used to jack back after a year. Wow. Bro, people, they rush the house.
I won't rush the house. As I'm even following you to talk.
Bro. But yeah, like, it just will tell you, yes, this is what you've been looking for. Send you pictures. Pictures can be just so you get there. Just for you to realize that this agent has never even been
to the house.
And then you not get there and see that this is not what I wanted. This is not what I explained to you, sir. And I'm like, don't worry. You can manage it. Or the one that they will take you to, they'll take, you know, the total package is 1.5 or 2 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll take you to a house and the total package is 3.5.
So
like, where am I supposed to find this remaining money from?
Sometimes it's when you go for instruction, they would actually tell you. This is...
I feel like.
Did you ask?
No. What
like
they do?
They will lie to you.
They will lie to you.
It's 2.5. This house is 2.5. So when you get there and meet the actual agent,
okay,
of that house,
they will tell you.
It's 3.5.
Total package is 3.5.
Okay, I have a question about agents in Lagos. In a sense of that,
yeah.
How do you guys don't have agents that are your friends? Like maybe one of Aro's friend that is a lawyer. Like, though I feel like what if
I can't even lie. One is a line of businessmen I want to go into. I can't lie. Those guys are chopping
money. Those guys are chopping money.
Because I don't know what it is, but I think the ones that would deceive you are the ones that maybe have time on their hands or something. Like if it's somebody that is just all about the business, let's get into it. Not like, bro, I don't have time. I cannot take you to a place that I know that you're not going to afford. A place that you know, because why it's. Is it because he wants to collect inspection fee? May I not give you?
That's the thing. You don't understand. Some agents here, just because they want to, I feel like they just want you to pay inspection fee.
That's where they chop your money.
Do you pay inspection fee per house?
Yes, no. Yes, well, you don't do that.
Me. Yeah. This is what I do. So the only problem I would have is when I'm using multiple agents, because sometimes it calls for multiple agents. So when you're using multiple agents, of course, you might have to pay inspection fee per new agent. But if you're not using... Just pay once. So every house they show you, you know... You don't have to pay again. You don't have to pay again. You just have to take care of transport. But you've paid like the inspection fee back. Yeah. Do you get? Now, if it's a situation whereby it's not just you are using different agents, so you know that if you pay this agent 10k, you pay this agent 10k, you pay this agent. By the time you don't spend like 100k,
when you want your rent,
you not go another agent. That one that has like that took the first 10k, be like, sir, you've called, you need to help me. I don't like you. You have to help me find the house. You know, you will not be jumping from agent to agent. I think that's not easy though.
After I don't do locked savings, say okay, well, my money point. I don't do locked savings. Don't get 3 million. Or did not add the inspection fee.
He never add the inspection.
Actually, funny thing, some of these agents, you feed them too.
You buy chow for them.
Let me
even give you this. Let me tell you, guy. I had some. The last one here was just really crazy. This agent took me to this house to check. So when we're leaving, he asked for the inspection fee and everything. So I transferred the money to him. So there was this Egwan Adubo in that area.
How much was the inspection fee?
No, I just gave him 5k.
Okay.
So there was plus his transport. So there was Egbadubo that literally, so they thought I didn't understand Yoruba. So that one was literally telling him that he wants to like obtain me, like collect money from me. So the agent now told him, hey, don't worry that when he's done with me and it goes, that the Egbadubo can now approach me and collect money from me. And like, is this the person that wants me to rent house from him? Literally setting me up for robbery.
After I fed him,
I fed his transport. He's setting me up for robbery, bro. I mean, that's because I understand Yoruba clearly. So they probably because of my name, they thought I just understand Yoruba. Mm-hmm. So maybe they just said this thing. Maybe he left the next bike that came. I was just even with an other ride. As I just saw bike, I just said that, but just carry him out of this area, bro. Just carry out this area. I never called the guy again. The guy called me the next Monday because I told him that, because I actually like the house he showed me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'll pay like in 2 days. Mm-hmm. So he kept calling me. I said, nah, I'm not doing business with this guy again. And that's how like I lost that house.
Yeah.
Bro.
So I think another thing you should look out for.
Don't trust agents.
No, never trust agents. Mm. Another thing you should look out for when you're looking to go into places, if it's fumigated. You don't want to move into your house.
We didn't write it that when you get
started. You've just been hitting everything.
Where last did you look for house? If you look for house,
guys, their houses,
so bad.
You go to like when they open the door, you just smell the rats. Literally, yes. Like as they open the door, like the rats go just, bro, cockroach everywhere.
You guys are listening. Just make sure you send in your dilemmas, please. I need to laugh. I need to hear more stories. So please, just make sure you're using Spotify Q&A and Twitter tatters, hashtags. Follow Melody to other social media, bro. How do you mean rats? How do you smell rats?
Did they smell rats now?
When you ask the agent, what did he say?
Nothing, you know. You don't like say the cast for it. Say, ah, it's small, you know. Air freshener will come out.
As they would normally do.
Air freshener will come out, rat smell.
Air freshener will come out. So, like, this fumigation pee, like, it was the day after I moved in that someone told me, like, oh, did you fumigate? I'm like, what do you mean by fumigate? He's like, ah, yes, I want you to move into a new house. You have to fumigate. I'm like, oh, mommy, I just saw that house once and I paid and moved in. Like, I didn't check. So, I think it was not like that night when he told me that thing. I just actually noticed that the kitchen has like this rat smell, so you could tell like it's actually a rat in the house and everything. So I mean, I'll have to get that sorted later, but bro, the truth is every day when you're in your house you notice something that you should check when you're renting.
Saying
that,
when like, you're renting another house. Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, people that rush into it, or like you feel like you've searched and searched enough.
And you're tired.
And you're tired, so you just accept anything like your eye. Like, it was just like, you know, they jazzed you. Like, how did I see this? How did I? But it's too late.
Every time. You'd be like,
bro, how did I set?
I would have start planning of my movement the next year.
See, my eye was in light. So like yesterday night, I'm like, guy, how am I in darkness? Man, like, I'm not renewing this rent, and I know it's just like how many days I've been in the house, but I'm like, I've never, like, all my life, I've never lived in an area where like there's no like at least stable electricity. Yes. So how am I going to adapt?
But maybe it's not even them. Maybe it's. I want to say maybe it's you. Maybe it's the... No, not you. Maybe it's the government in the sense of that. Maybe it's not the area itself. Because where I live right now, as I said, light is priority for me. So we have light. See, light makes you be in a good mood. It makes you want to wake up. It makes you want to go to bed, eat your proteins.
Bro, like, it affects you so much.
Productivity is like 100. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's your fridge is dark and you're living good and all of a sudden power becomes terrible in the country. And for 1 month now, you've not cooked.
why does it sound personal? Is this your story?
Because you can't freeze your food anymore and they spoil. And, you know, you come back from work and generator is tearing your everybody is, you know, it's, I think the power just got bad and it didn't get bad in just one part.
It got bad throughout the
nation. So your place might actually be bad. Now we are having, okay, we have 4 hours light every 2 days.
Oh,
I'm telling you, and this is bro, 16 hours.
I thought you were going to say every two hours.
Every 2 days.
How do you survive on that?
See,
I love you crying.
No, I just used to thank God that I have night. So this is it. So I have some things that are set up in my house for ease and for comfort. For when I moved into this house, my first thought was comfort. So I already had a rechargeable fan, you know, before anything, because I was like, based on it, take and play. I shall never feel heat, you know. And I have rechargeable bulbs.
Okay. You know?
So even when there is not light and I don't want to turn on the generator, I just like turn on the bulbs. So it's giving the feeling of there is light. You know, you're still happy, you can cook and all of that. But now with the fact that there is no electricity, my rechargeable fan cannot
charge.
Yeah.
The bulbs cannot charge. So now when I come back from work, normally I would just turn on the lights and just be living my life. Now I would say, let me just turn on light to look for something. Take my turn it off, ma, because you don't know when they will ring light for that. And I don't know the day you would need that light to be in your full, you know. Yeah. And I don't really like it because it's even affecting me mentally.
Yeah.
But what to do now?
Yeah.
What to do?
Don't worry.
Maybe my neighbor was installing solar this morning. Solar panels. I really wanted to get me to say, baby, for now, how can we do this?
Let me just collect my fan.
In my compound, there was one period here, like, I think it was like one. Normally, electricity was very good at the beginning. And then, like, I think a year ago or so, it just got bad. Like, we're just running on gen and petrol so much. The next thing you know, this week, and you just say, how you know your neighbor is installing solar? You just say, bang, 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 bang. It's like, who the hell am I or something? You just say, neighbor. Nah, I don't join solar bandwagon. Next thing you know, like, that's when you know that these people have money.
Yeah.
These are people that, like, are using 2 months.
I'm not going to lie.
These are people that, you know, that they have money, like, because how do you just, like, just for like 2 weeks of bad power supply, they don't run
you
solar.
Don't have to run solar.
Run solar because they can't take it anymore. Mm. But things are like they're probably saving for it.
Yeah,
you know that's.
So
that's...
I actually found out. I won't even call their names. So I won't give everybody free PR. But like, there's a platform where you can buy solar from them and pay monthly, and it actually works.
Mm.
So you can be paying like maybe 100k monthly to like you know, finish paying up for it.
Talking about this monthly payment, I'd like to ask you guys, would you guys prefer to pay your rent monthly or yearly?
I was about to get to that
more
conversation.
Yearly.
So now like
there are months where I just want to
let me take you back, guys, back to earlier of this conversation of the 150k salary brother that
that's on, living in 1.1
one, on thing play pay monthly salary.
Bro,
where you want thing, and
it's literally his full rent,
and then he wants to
his full salary. He used to pay his rent. That's the shit was gonna happen.
Times 3, times 10, times 12.
Yes, no.
You don't understand. He has to get more money.
Oh, it wouldn't be enough.
It would be enough.
See,
and who that live in houses that?
How many jobs do you have?
I have like, bro, don't worry.
This guy has like five.
No, jobs. I'm just like asking. I mean, five. How many do you have?
Me, let's say 3.
How many do you have? You don't have a job. You don't work. Oh, God, where? Trust fund. God, where? Trust fund, how many jobs do you have? Freelance. Oh, okay, so you can be chopped from anywhere. Jembe, jembe. What about you, sir? How many jobs do you have? Like for... Except this girl that does not have a job. Everybody has to have at least
something
2 jobs.
Extra, bro. Like you are talking 95,
calling 150, and you are still
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe you don't
but
know
like, it's literally not his fault. In a way that there are some jobs that requires your soul, your body,
fact.
And soul.
Fact.
That requires your life.
Fact.
With your suit.
Fact. I know someone who's doing...
With your suit. Here. With your suit. They're expecting you to be in the office. Sometimes Monday to Saturdays. Sundays is the only day and you go to church and you still wear your suit to church. Do you understand? So like, how many suits do you want to... Do you know how much it is? To get standard suit here, yeah, you need to have at least 40-50k. To get see, and then obviously you guys get like 6 to 10 if there's somebody that is wearing
no.
suit. Even more.
Why what no Rose, 6 to 10 suits.
I don't like two suits. I don't like two suits that you manage
two. Bad as a bad. 2. Bad as a no bad. 3. You
but
get
like,
you know, you see all those content creators that you pair blue jacket.
You take all these backers out like 10 suits.
Then what you will now have is like 10 shirts.
Are you sure? Backers don't have more than up to 10 suits.
It's the ones that have worked over the years. You understand? So, like, maybe once every year they're buying new suits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Banker, you buy TM Lewin shirts now.
Where you go Yaba Market, go pick shirts. It's okay. You're all right.
They do
come on, really.
Essentially, even if you go Katanga, say you want buy this thing shirt as you with the 150k salary, I want to pay monthly rent. Obviously, you're gonna need to buy one new piece of clothing every month.
100%.
Yes, no,
definitely. That's what
do you need to. No, I'm not. Just, this is me asking, not being.
Yeah, I know. I mean, just I mean, you. Need
I buy like a new month. Piece of clothing every month. Like
Rose,
you don't.
Kid.
You don't.
I don't.
You just
okay. I always have new pieces of clothes in my closet.
Yeah.
But I don't buy them every month. And, okay, let me explain. The only reason why I have new pieces.
Oh, you do.
Of
you do bulk shopping at once. Like one time you want to buy things, you buy like plenty at once.
Okay, maybe. Okay, so this is how it comes for me.
Yeah.
Right. The only thing that makes me have new pieces of clothing is when I hype. So when I'm going out. Literally go and buy clothes to go out with, you know, or you know, do some custom made clothes. But like the everyday to day clothes where I go wear, they come out small, come out, you know, and all of that stuff. I rarely buy it.
I mean, in my own case, I just do like maybe this month, I just buy maybe a new pants, a new
like,
shirt.
Tell yourself that I must do it.
It's not
you
like must, I must, like,
my
just,
I do, sure.
It's not,
I just like, oh, I need to get a new shirt.
I need to do this. So,
no, like it's just better. I feel like it's better that way because almost sometimes, man, I'll just get there's some clothes that you don't wear anymore.
Yeah.
I just give to our cleaner, like, you get like grand days to people in the area. And then there's some clothes you just have in your clothes that you wouldn't wear. Like, I don't want to be holding. So, like, I just get something
okay,
new
so
every
so every time you buy, it helps you to
have,
give
out
something. Yeah, it helps you to give out something. And
okay.
just to have. Much, I mean, I so, hope. Obviously, like, so obviously, basically, like you have in this case, then you now have money for utility. Like now, my own expenses per month. Mm-hmm. I have feeding, I have utility. I don't really save for rent, like I said, but I do that like 3 months before.
Godwin.
Like my rent is always due in October or November or so, and I start saving like August towards
what do you
like,
think? Sorry to cut you short. No, mm-hmm. You know what? Finish your thought.
So that's when I want to do like the locked savings. I just lock money and then be getting the interest. Mm-hmm. But obviously, if I do more, I will get more interest. If I do like 12 months.
Yeah, 12 months.
12
yeah,
months.
You just get more.
Yeah, there'll be more interest. So I just like open my money points. My flexible savings. Now, that's where like I do like utility ones.
Okay.
NEPA bill. water, waste management, buy like buy drinking.
Like, do we pay water bill?
No, drinking water. If you dare Elantra, you pay for water.
You get what I'm saying?
So like all those utilities. So like, and then imagine with all these things, like all those bills, utility, you now start doing monthly rent. How?
Okay,
how, as a young Nigerian, how?
That makes sense. Well, you actually support monthly rent?
Look at it like this.
No, I know you have to. If you don't convince me, we will fight. If you don't convince me,
monthly rent is the economy.
Okay, let's... so I don't think my friend said it was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But this is a way I'm seeing it is in the sense of that. Like, for example, you want to buy a car. We're talking about buying a car and saving to buy a car. And to buy this car, you're going to need 1.7M. I don't know which car is 1.7M this period. But like, let's just say to buy this car, you need, let's raise it to 2.5M. You need 2.5M, right? And you need it now, but you can't afford it now. You can only afford it at the end of 12 months.
Yeah.
And that is if it is still 2.5.
Yeah, the price will go up.
Yeah.
You get, but the only time you can afford this is at the end of 12 months. Meanwhile, you can actually afford to 2.5 divided by 12. Whoever is doing the math, do the math. Can't just do like it.
Listeners, do the math.
You can afford
250K thereabout.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's actually
250K.
It's 250K. It's not per 10, no. It's not 10 months. 12
months. 12
divided
by 12, yes, that's 250.
No? No, 12 divided by 2. What do you say? What are we dividing?
2.5 divided by 12 months.
So is it 200?
Yeah, yes,
it's about 220.
Bro, sorry.
You know what? That's why the listener should have done the math.
They would have done it before.
It's about 225 actually.
225K. 225K, okay.
Yeah, let's not waste time.
So you're doing like 225K. You can afford to bring out even, not 225, you can afford to bring out 300K.
What's it?
28. So we're both wrong. We're both wrong, but moving on, shall move on.
You can.
I was close.
I shall say to something. But moving on.
So you cannot afford to bring out the 2.5 this month. Yeah. 2 months, but you can afford to bring out 300K every month.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you need like 208 every month. So wouldn't you advise for that to be monthly?
So you pay for the car monthly?
No, that's like installment payments now.
300K.
Do you get?
On how much salary?
Okay, so most people basically,
what she's saying is that the car is 2.5, mm-hmm. and then you're paying 28K every month till 12 months.
Yeah.
But like okay,
see, right now they do that kind of thing. They do it in Lagos right now.
Yeah, like down payments down and all payment, of those things.
But they do contract, and like the least you can do is 4 months. The least you can do is 4 months. So people take the house for as long as 12 months. Though it's usually more expensive because the interest rates are added.
Yes,
that's the only part I don't like about it. Mm-hmm. It's too expensive. But if you act as if you're not seeing that high interest rates, right,
it's better for you.
You could be able to afford to bring out 300, 350 every month than when you now add the full rent per month, it'll be amounted to like maybe 3.5. Like, let's say this is I just did, my only problem with it is that they would really cheat people on that.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you get? Definitely. But I think it is a good way of paying, because think about our economy and how almost everything we have in our economy is broken down into.
But sachet. Then in that,
do you get?
Why almost everything actually agree sachet. In this? Actually agree to
oh,
this.
Oh,
yeah. But I don't totally agree. Okay. Let me just say, I agree. But in that sense, is because pro life. Everybody's always scared of the future, unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah.
You are okay, you know that your salary is 500K, you can be doing 208 payments or 600K. What if you lose your job in 4 months?
Okay, yeah. So that's the reason why a lot of people have housing problems outside the country. Like, not Nigeria.
Because
most of them pay monthly in some of these countries. And once they lose their job, it's always so hard to get back on
that.
So as you said, I'm not going to lie.
Bro,
that's
like,
the risk.
It's scary.
The only pro on. I see in monthly payments is it's easy for you to leave your house for like me now, I don't like the lights in my house now. Next month I can say I'm not paying
rent. When you will see us.
So
for this Lagos. I'll
go
Lagos.
Back to my father's house now. No problem. Go back to my father's house.
I think it's great because of the kind of economy we are living in now. Mm-hmm. It's hard for people don't really have that.
Yeah, but you know, it's something in the conversation right now. I think Lagos State government is looking into it.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. But my own problem, again, is the misuse of it. I think I saw a tweet on it that said they will soon start charging 350K per month on one house. Do you get?
That's someone's yearly rent.
That's, do you get, in Lagos?
Yes, no. If you go to all these Agege.
Oh.
Okay. Agege.
Selfcon.
Yeah, Selfcon, you see 350K. Are you even see 400?
That's 400? Two bedroom in Ibadan.
Are you serious?
A good two bedroom in Ibadan.
For 350K?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm going to request a remote worker. I'm moving to Ibadan.
You should. And you know, it's not, you can wake up by 3 o'clock for a meeting for 3 and you get there by 3.
Are you serious?
No, but.
But I mean, I get like, is that there's no traffic and all that.
You can't do that.
I mean, the traffic in Lagos.
You know, actually, I came from Ibadan today.
Yeah.
And. Okay, so I just like was having like a crazy day, so mm-hmm. I didn't hit the road as early as I would hit the road.
Yeah.
But I feel like even if I was living in Lagos and I had to come here, I might still have to have woken up as early as I did before meeting Badon just to make sure that I'm here. Mm-hmm. This is maybe an hour 40-something minutes journey from Ibadan to this place.
Yeah.
But in Lagos, you go still spend that 1 hour 40-something minute journey.
Somebody's coming from somebody's coming from Aja. You spend more time.
You spend more time. You travel over 2 hours. You come from Aja. I mean, let's never talk about.
Let's never get to that. So like basically, we've got this to the end of today's episode.
Zero.
And like we said, mentioned earlier, you guys should please send in your dilemmas and then we'll react to them. Your house hunting while live. I'm going to ask you on the Spotify Q&A. Mm-hmm. So you guys should just make sure you drop your house hunting dilemmas and we'll talk about it next week. And wherever you see Melody on stage, Bila. Whenever you see Melody on stage, just make sure you Bila first thing. Where they look for us every year, they get money.
Yeah, money now, that's right.
She's a professional saver. You see that she has the utility savings. She has unforeseen circumstances.
Money savings,
the
billing is unforeseen.
The billing is in the unforeseen savings. Do you understand?
You have to start saving for billings.
Yeah, do you understand? So like that's in the unforeseen billing. And you guys should just make sure you open a Money Point bank personal banking app. It's different from the business banking app. I didn't know that until somebody introduced it to me, and up to 16%, bro. I don't think there's anybody that's giving you that.
I'm running that free. I'm using it to save for my rent. Guys, save for it. I can't even lie.
If you're like me, just do that locked savings, lock it for like 5 months, but it's better for long term plan. I actually wish I did it. I think I might probably just start dividing.
Better start saving for your rent.
Out of this episode.
Better start saving for your rent, guys.
No, man, I'm doing affordable living. I'm not doing comfort.
Trust for.
Is it comfort, baby? Give me an advice. If you were to give somebody who was looking for a house an advice, what advice would you give the person?
Save money monthly towards your rent. I save more than your intended rent. Like you said, all this agency. And remember, even if you didn't learn anything, learn that it's 10% to.
Yeah, where did you tell you?
Yeah, we know. You will pay what? 10%. I promise you. It is Lagos.
Yeah. So for me, I think if you're house hunting right now, what advice I'll give you is take your time. Don't rush. If you rush, you will end up.
If you rush, you lose the house. You lose the house of your dreams.
No, like just be like me. Use 1 year to look for house. No, but for real, like, don't rush. I also actually said this in while he was speaking. If you rush, you'd regret. You might regret it. So, make sure you're following up your agents. You're looking at the right places. I think maybe in the show notes we'll put a list of things you should actually key things you should actually check out for when you're looking for a house. Yeah. So just take your time. Don't rush and look for friendly neighbors too and all that. So.
Check for church and schools.
Check for, well.
check for church.
What's
schools.
One thing you tell someone who has something?
She has a lot.
No, well, just be one.
I'm asking you guys, so that I'm looking for advice because I'm about to start a new set of house hunting. I'm for real.
What are we? Okay, this is March. Okay,
I'm for real. My house two, three days ago, my house locked me out of. It's so I'm like, oh, you don't want me here again?
How, like, you forgot your key or something?
No, I opened the door, but there's a bolt at the back. Oh, so it was locked. When I locked it, the bolt is
hooked.
Bro, like that's so many, that's why this is a part one.
Then
so after I opened the door, it wasn't.
It
took my neighbor. So bro, I just said, "Oh, you don't want
why,
me here."
That's why this is a part one. That minor things, like there was one time I wanted to introduce that to my compound, you know, because the security, the service people, the landlord said no, they should go away. That wants to introduce, so everybody will have their own key, and then you open the. I'm like, imagine. So if you want to open gate now and drive in, you have to come down. Rather than just beeping your horn.
And then a gate man opens. You don't have gate man.
Comfortably,
you know. He's a big boy. He's living in one of the most comfortable places on the mainland.
This guy is lying, though.
Really has living in one, but bro, like I saw a list of places. They were like, oh, everybody thinks there's only rich people that live on the island, mm-hmm. but like on the mainland, so they are very wealthy people.
Yeah.
And they listed this guy's area, and that is last one.
You guys should just make sure you drop your dilemmas, follow Melody M. You see, just Melody M. I know reach too for social media.
No, just give us your phone.
Just see your Instagram.
Your Instagram handle.
Well, lucky, just search Melody M. Or in fact, you know what? Just go for the next post. Concerts or next, but bro, every concert, I think she's the only.
I saw her was it Milan Block Party or Island Block Party?
I've seen her in two Milan Block parties actually. I saw her in one before. Also. Yeah, I saw her in one before I even knew her. She was the first ever hyper.
And her energy is like 150.
Bro, like she was the first.
Like, her energy is always like she was hyper. Like I'm like, why do you have this much energy?
She was the first hyper woman I even saw on stage. Like I didn't know that was a woman business.
Guys, no, please call that out.
I've never seen. So I was like intrigued and like, bro, energy she did.
But do you have female colleagues?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you serious? You're the only female hyper woman.
What do you mean female colleagues? Like saying a night is like
it's a job now. It's a job.
Did they say female colleagues in your industry?
We say colleagues.
Yes, no. Musicians say colleagues to each other. Colleague.
My colleagues.
Yeah, they actually do say
it. You get some colleagues. If you say colleagues, I will not really say me banker like my colleague. Like,
so what do you call like other podcast hosts?
Fellow podcast.
Yeah, if it's interesting.
Yeah, you guys, thank you so much. Follow our social media handle.
The Melody, not M-I-A. T-H-E-M-E-L-O-D-Y-N-O-T-M-I-A.
Yeah, and you guys are going to be seeing her a lot. Don't worry. The next time you guys see her, don't worry. Don't worry. We are dragging her on it.
Dragging me?
Don't worry. That's just a sneak peek.
Oh, my lawyer.
You guys, thank you.
Bye, guys. Bye.